in the garden. Mark's called in and wants to talk about Bermuda grass. Welcome to the program, Mark. What's your question for our experts this morning?
Good morning. I'll tell you what I did, and you can tell me what I did wrong. My winter grass is growing beautifully, probably about January, maybe February. I put down a pre-emergent when I thought the Bermuda would have been nice and dead. Come the end of April, I turned off my water. I cut it nice and short. A couple weeks later, when everything was nice and dead, I turned my water back on, and my yard is now mostly brown. It didn't seem to come back in most areas. As I pull up some of this dry, dead stuff, there doesn't seem to be anything growing underneath. Did I kill it?
Bermuda's pretty hard to kill.
When was this grass installed? Did you have a good summer Bermuda grass last year?
Everything's been fine for the past 4 years that I've been living here.
4 years.
Difference this year was, like I said, I don't know if I put the pre-emergent down too late or if...
Is this a pre-emergent you put on every single year?
Twice a year.
What type of pre-emergent? Because there's weed killer. And then there's pre-emergent.
This is weed stop two, I believe.
I'm not familiar with the product, but I do have two questions. One is, you mentioned you cut the water.
I thought that's what you're supposed to do once you to let the winter grass die down.
Most sod growers do not recommend cutting the water as a way to get rid of the rye.
Okay.
Evergreen turf, West Coast turf, all have great how to transition your spring lawn from winter to summer. Maybe check those out. But then also this pre-emergent, is it for turf?
It is. I thought it's for everything. I could be wrong, but...
Well, let's just go in general. What is the proper process?
The proper process is to cut low, like you said, and fertilize. Cutting the water just stresses the Bermuda more. And really, I'm not a turf expert by any means. You know, we do manage some turf. I yield to a couple of really qualified guys over at Ewing when I need to. But definitely not cutting the water. That just stresses the Bermuda.
Now, I've heard Jay multiple times say if you want to transition from a lawn to a hardscape, you've got to water the Bermuda so it's growing, so that when you put the poison on it, it gets to the roots. Otherwise, you're never going to kill that Bermuda.
Right.
Chances are, just keep watering it, and this Bermuda is going to come back. It may take a couple more weeks than normal. Maybe it needs to do a little seeding, a little mulching. But the chances that this product completely killed a dormant Bermuda is pretty slim, I would say.
Not knowing the product, I would tend to agree, but who knows what's in these bottles out there on the shelf. The thing is that you need to cut the rye down short so that the Bermuda can get, one, the warmth. Bermuda really responds to heat and also the sunlight. So it needs to be able to photosynthesize. And what you were talking about is getting, it's grow kill is the term in the industry. When you're trying to get rid of a Bermuda lawn, you're growing it, you're fertilizing it, you're watering it as if you wanted an established lawn, because you need the plant actively growing to take in the chemical. It's systemic. So when you spray it on the leaf, those stomata on the leaf, just like our sweat pores, need to open up and pull that chemical in.
Well, just keep putting some water on it. Don't over fertilize it. You don't want to burn it up or
right. Try
and put too much product on it to overcorrect it. It's a pretty hardy, what do you call it, a grass? What Bermuda lawn?
Depends on your angle.
Maybe not a plant, but...
It's either turf or weed, depending on where it's growing.
And it's a, man, I've never seen it ever completely killed off by accident. That's just not Bermuda's character. It's probably why it's so popular in the desert.
Sure.
And in the 120 degree weather. So
it loves the heat.
Just keep watering it and let us know how it goes and keep us up to date. Michael in Scottsdale, welcome to the program. How can we help you this morning? He wants to talk about your favorite plant, Eric Oleander.
Top three.
how are we going to get rid of Oleander? Sounds like he put his phone down and walked away. What's the best way to, because that's a hardy, That's another hardy one that can be very challenging to eliminate.
Yes, that's a tough one. We dig them out. I mean, you know, there have been instances where I've seen them cut down in stump ground. But again, just like the woman with the sisu tree, oleanders will come back time and time again, if not dug out. That's it. Mechanical, dig it out.
I mean, gotta get the roots out.
Yeah. And, you know, some of it is backhoe. You know, some of those in the central corridor, you know, the oleander blight's going through and really decimating some of these 50, 60, 70-year-old oleander hedges. And those trunks and roots are massive. So it's heavy equipment.
A to Z equipment's going to become your best friend for that project. Mr. Ramsey, let's cover the Sonoscape one more time. It's an outdoor system, different in the sense it's not two directional speakers to flood your music area, but it's an enclosed multi-system unit and sounds incredible.
Yes, it's a 9-speaker package. It's a subwoofer which produces all your low tones, your low notes, and that goes somewhere centrally located within the landscape, because what you're doing is it throws out 360 degrees. It's omnidirectional sound that really fills in the low notes. But the satellites are the workhorse. There's 8 satellites, 4 left channel, 4 right channel, and instead of mounting those up on structure pushing the sound out into the landscape, you mount them around the perimeter, typically in about 180 degree fashion, aiming the speakers, just aiming them back towards your use of space. It's a fairly tight sound. It's about a 60 degree, which would be a wide angle on lighting, but with sound, it's a pretty narrow focus.
Thanks for being here with us, along with Eric Mitko from Life's a Garden. That's Rosie on the House coming up next. 2 hours of home improvement.
Up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.